Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Through to the other side today, and you know what, I thought the Age of Aquarius was gonna play, but they are playing tricks with me. I am so I just want to cry. Anyway, it just seems like Spirit doesn't want me to play that song, and I'm gonna tell you why, everyone. Ron Cole is sick right now. He is really not feeling well, so I hope everybody in chat, everybody listening, please send Ron some healing messages. And we hope that he gets better as quick as he can. So today we are breaking through with a special guest, and I am so excited, Kelly, to introduce him, because I've talked to him last week, and he's a cool dude, and I am going to let him on in just a few minutes, but you and I are going to talk. I just want to tell everybody, even though we don't have Ron Cole to tell us about astrology and what's going on in the skies, I can tell you a little bit. And then I'm going to talk to Kelly. Again, my name is Bonnie Albers, and I am with Bonnie Albers on air. And I am an RN, which is a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor, a therapist. But I love my psychic spirit, and I just love anything that has to do with metaphysics. I've been rocking it for a while, and I love when I hear everybody's talents and everybody that also is metaphysical. Everybody, guys, has this gift, and you know that by you just listening to my show. It's how much you actually cultivate it, and that's what I love about gifts. Not one of us is more special than the other, but what it is I always use the basketball because I'm a sports crazy person, and I'm not really thrilled about basketball, but I don't know why I use this. But I'm not a Michael Jordan because I can't play basketball, but I can play basketball. I'm just not a Michael Jordan. Same thing in metaphysics. You have people who rock spirit, who rock crystals, who rock any type of tarot or readings, and somebody who says, well, I can't do it. Well, it's just that you haven't used that muscle. And you might be able to do it, but you might not be a Michael Jordan. But that's what we're all here for, right? And I know everybody in chat is a Michael Jordan. So I want to thank everybody for being here. And I love my chatters. I love my listeners. And I am so excited to introduce this gentleman to you. But first, I do want to do a little bit of astrology. And then we're going to go right to our guest. So please call in for a reading. We are doing tarot readings. We're doing chakra tarot readings, which I have for, I just can't tell you. He did a tarot reading for me, and it was a chakra tarot reading. It takes a while, so I don't know that we'll rock too many on the show today, but I will tell you that he's fabulous, and he does tarot too, which is his regular tarot, which is cool also. I'm not going to give you his name till I'm ready to introduce him. And Kelly, I just want to let everybody know that it is May. May, we made it through alive. We made it through April alive. That's, and for the cardinal signs, oh, did we make it alive. So I do want to tell you, if Ron was here, he would say that, oh, Bonnie, don't get too happy. Yes. We're done with the cardinal grand crosses, but the energy has to shift away. But I'm telling you, May, I can already feel the energy change. So everyone, May should be a much quieter month as far as the skies go, although there is certain planets out there. I just want everybody to know that there's a breather. We all can start to relax a little in May. Do you know what I mean, Kelly?
I do. We get to take a step back and rest a little bit.
I know. I am just so, like, thrilled to death because I got hit physically. I had two bouts of a virus or a flu, and then, you know, I had the adult version of chickenpox, which for some reason I cannot say the name of, and I'm a nurse. For some reason, I just want to say all kinds of other things, but adult version of chickenpox is what I'm going to rock. So I just want to let you know, I got hit all month physically, but I know a lot of people who got hit in all different ways. So they're happy May's here. May's a fresh month. Remember, Cal, I think May, don't we have spring coming, I think, in May? Or did we already have spring?
Spring. That was back in March. We have summer coming up in June, actually. So we're right in the middle of spring.
Okay.
Or winding down with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I don't know my, you know, spring from my summer, so this is really a cool thing. Can you tell
me? It's summer where you're at.
Oh, you know what? It's always summer where I'm at, Kelly. But before we start, I do want to tell everybody who both of us are and tell you how you can get a hold of us. My name again, and you'll have to excuse the behind. People are trying to call, and I don't have any way to shut this off. So everybody, I'm sorry. Just to let you know that I'm Bonnie Albers. You can reach me on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just ask me for a friend request and I will. I have all of our shows listed there. You know who's coming by the beginning of the week, of which I'm going to tell you who's coming tomorrow. And you can also get me at my email, balbers714@aol.com. I do all kinds of readings. I do all kinds of counseling. That is my degree. So if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to get a hold of me is through my email. And I'm going to let Kelly tell you how to get a hold of Kelly because she's my Atlantean life and birth card reader. She's rare. They don't have a whole lot of them. Of course, nobody could replace Kelly, so she's rare in herself. But I'm going to let her tell you how to get a hold of her because she rocks the great readings too. So go ahead, Kel.
Thank you, Bonnie. You always make me feel like a steak. I love it.
Well, you are. You know. Right now,
the best way to get a hold of me is actually my phone because I found out what it was like to have no internet for the last 5 days. And I went, yeah, phone numbers are a wonderful thing because they're still at least working. So the best way to get a hold of me right now is area code 719-289-4907. Please leave a message because I am not quite psychic enough to know who it is that's calling, what you would like, because I do several things in addition to Atlantean life cards. I also am a Reiki Master Teacher. I am an Arch Master Level 1, so I do, you know, distance healings, on-hand healings, you know, teach classes. I also have a couple home businesses involved in healthy products. Melaleuca is one of those environmentally safe things. It's based on tea tree oil, and it is really amazing. And the other thing I do is organic healthy coffee, tea, hot chocolate latte, all that good stuff. And there's capsules for people who don't drink any of the above. And it is truly amazing. It's been in use for over 5,000 years, and it has really, truly amazing properties. I know for myself, it got rid of the cataracts in my right eye. So I know it works. It took 90 days. It's not an instant, you know, overnight moment. But, you know, 3 months, I had my eyesight back. I was really happy.
Wait a minute, Kelly.
That's what I do.
Excuse me, before you give the phone number, because I think you forgot that, where's my coffee? I need to have some of that coffee. I keep asking, and you keep telling me you're going to send it to me.
The trouble is I've got to get some myself that I can keep. It's like it sells really fast. It's like I get stuff in, you know, I'll get like, you know, a couple boxes, and people go, oh, by the way, did you get it? It's like, yes. I end up selling them out as fast as I get them. I promise. I'm going to order an extra box this time, and it's like I absolutely will send you yours this time. I promise.
I am so happy because I need to order the rest for my husband because I think he needs some of this to rock too. But just please give your phone number. Please give your phone number, and then I'm gonna announce who our guest is, and we can rock with him too. So go ahead and give your phone number how people can get a hold of you.
Okay, again, it's area code 719-289-4907, and leave a message clearly and distinctly. I did have a couple notes on some, you know, I got the Llewellyn Moon Sign book for anybody who is interested with that. Today is Wednesday. The moon is in Leo. It's a fire sign. It's barren. The moon is also in the second phase. The moon today is also squaring Saturn, just FYI for anybody. For anybody who are gardeners, this is more of a time to, you know, prune, to get rid of things if you want to destroy weeds, you know, that kind of stuff. You do those in the barren signs. Also, just a little notation for people who are out there digging and mulching. If you get, you know, your hands and arms are sore, a few stretches here. You can stretch tired fingers by flexing, you know, your fingers in and out and back, and then bending only the top knuckles. Return to the flex. Bend all your fingers towards your wrist. Return to the flex once more. Make a tight fist. Stretch your wrist and forearm muscles. Hold one arm straight out and use the other hand to push the other up in like a stop gesture. Hold that for several seconds and repeat the stretch with fingers pointed downwards and switch arms. So, you know, when you're gardening, it's a very physical thing. It's the time that everybody's out doing that. So if you get sore and tired, do a little bit of stretching there, and that absolutely will help. On May 10th through 12th, the sign is going to switch, and it's going to be in Libra, and that's when you plant annuals for fragrance and beauty, and you will trim things to increase growth. So that's what little bit I know. A little bit of gardening there on the main signs.
well, honey, you know me. I'm onto the mystic of that, so I can't wait to have we have a full moon on the 15th, and I'm really excited. New moon, I think, again on the 28th. But that is going to be the coolest thing because I can't wait. I love new moons. I mean, I love full moons. I howl at the full moon because, of course, the moon is my So I do want to tell everybody who's here because everybody in chat wants to know. You do know him. He has been on other shows. He is going to have his own show. He's rocking his show on Fridays at 3 o'clock. His debut show is on this Friday, which is why I wanted him to come on today. And I am going to introduce you to Andrew Romine. Andrew, hi.
Hello.
How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, correction. The first show is not this Friday, it's next Friday, but I'm doing good.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. You know what? I get so excited because I know that we've talked last week, and I know that you just knocked my socks off with several things. So I just wanted you to get your show on as quick as you can. So I want to tell everybody, and I know Kelly knows him. He is a tarot reader. I'm going to let you tell. You know what, Andrew? I can't even tell everybody how much you do. Why don't you tell everybody, and then we're going to start taking calls.
I've been reading tarot for a while. It mostly focuses around my ability to feel energy and be able to listen and feel and understand what's going on. That's how my energy healing works as well. And I combine that with my tarot reading and my 7 chakra readings. From there, I can see which chakras need to be worked on, and then I can work on the chakras, someone's energy, and go from there, basically. I do other kinds of readings as well, but I mostly focus around healing, in particular to the person at that point in time. I'd much rather work on the person as they are right then and there so they can make their own future and guide themselves. I don't mind help guiding, but to me it's more beneficial for the person to understand what's going on right now. That way they can make their own future. As I tell everyone that it doesn't matter what kind of reading I give you, it can change within 30 seconds of you hanging up the phone with me. You can make a split decision, change your whole entire field.
You know,
that's why I focus on... Sorry, go ahead.
You know what? I so totally rock with that. I've got to tell you why. Because even in doctor's offices, and I know that Andrew has some medical experience. Actually, he's had a couple. He's in school right now to do a whole lot of things medically, and I love that. But do you know you can walk out of the doctor's office and a cardiology office, and you know that 2 seconds later you can have a heart attack. And that's because that machine didn't pick it up, your energy changed. So, you know, just like that, we do have free will. We are able to change our own destiny if we want to. But I'm telling you, if spirit wants you to do something, you can go all around it. You can go around the mulberry bush 10 times, 20 times, but eventually you're going to do what spirit, what you wrote to come down here and do. So I got to tell you, Andrew, your healing's fabulous. I think I told everybody on the show yesterday or the day before that my neck was bothering me. In fact, you're the one that told me, and I forgot I couldn't lift weights. And you, I've not had anybody that's able to really do that. You got into my neck. And you cured me. I don't know what you did, but I have been lifting weights. I can tell you that I haven't had a neck problem since, and I am very thankful, and I appreciate what you did for me. You also read a chakra tarot that I loved, and that's why I keep wanting everybody to hear it. Now, I know that it's tough and it's lengthy on air, but I am going to pick somebody to do it too. I just want you to know that I love how you read. I really appreciate your healing. You are a talented individual who does need to have his own show, and that's why I'm so happy and really honored to have you here. And I am going to open the callers up to both you and Kelly. Everybody, you can have Andrew, you can have Kelly. We're rocking tarot, we're rocking Atlantean life cards. We're here for a while. I'll answer any love, romance, relationship questions you've got. And are you ready to rock, everyone?
I'll be
and
like
Bonnie's
old times
here
with
Kelly.
Too. I'm here, but I don't know how much I'm here because, I mean, we've got three heavy hitters here. But I have to tell you, Andrew, please, and I forgot to ask, how do people get a hold of you? What can you offer them? And you need to tell them about what your channel's called.
Yes, I already posted on the chat room, blogtalkradio.com, Andrew Spiritual Healing, as well as you can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com, Andrew Spiritual Healing. So there won't be any confusion in that. And the call-in radio or the call-in number for my show, well, I just passed up here. I'll get it in a second.
Okay, you can get it before you leave. But I got to ask you, Andrew, you do have to have some way to they see how you – do readings. Do they call you personally or do they get you through Facebook? I mean, some people don't have Facebook. So do you have a number you want them to call?
Website?
Yeah. I don't have a website, but I can give my number. It's 865-292-06. And I did post my Facebook page up there for reviews and other people I've done readings for. So feel free to go through there. And if you have any questions, you can call, text, you know, set up an appointment with me, and I'll be more than happy to speak with them.
I am so happy. I hope everybody out there gives Andrew a shot because he is actually, I talk to a lot of people, and I really, really think he's talented, like I think everybody is, but he deserves you to just listen, and he's a good guy. And I also helped him connect to an old partner of mine, who his name is Mike. I don't know if everybody remembers him. He's with the paranormal team that I had belonged to, and I actually do belong to. But Mike and him are going to be doing some things, and that's going to be cool because Mike rocks the house also. So I'm going to take the first caller if you guys are ready.
Ready.
Okay. I am going to take 713, you are here with a whole lot of people. Who am I
speaking to? Hello, my dear Bonnie and Kelly and Andrew.
Oh, is this
Hey, Candy.
We love you.
I'm so excited to share because I want you to have some. I think Andrew is the only, I mean, I really believe this is a call for Andrew.
Well, actually, Bonnie, I will contest to his abilities. Well, what night was that? The last full moon or whatever that was, I was on Skype with Kelly and him. And remember, Bonnie, I was having that really bad sore throat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like last Tuesday, I think.
Oh,
like
you're
last,
the one. Oh,
it was a week ago.
I'm the one that he healed my throat.
Oh, do you know what? He healed my neck. Oh my goodness, this is like a fan fest. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, remember I was like talking like this for a while?
Yeah.
He's the one that he did a healing on my throat that night and it's gone away. I still have just like a little allergy tickle left.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Candy, I think that's wonderful that you would give him that. He also is a good kid. Well, I want to say kid because I'm 15, he's 30, so actually I'm the kid. But I do want to tell you he's a good soul. And have you ever had, because I'll tell you, he did a chakra tarot reading. Everybody says tarot, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I said the word nastami to somebody, and they go, that sounds like a pastrami sandwich, Bonnie. How do they pronounce it? And I'm like, okay, potato, patata, pastrami, nastami. I mean, come on. Yeah, so I don't know what you rock, tarot or taro. I happen to love tarot because it kind of sounds a little French. But go ahead, Candy.
I'm actually going to let him do whatever general and whatever he wants to do.
I love that, Andrew, darling. He's all
Well, since we've already spoken, I'm going to ask her a question. Have you decided to decide what you need to do about just telling your husband's family what we discussed because it's still lingering?
I am going to let that lay as it will come out as it does.
Okay.
I'm leaving that up
to
the higher power.
You have to accept that with your higher self. You still are unsure, but you still need to accept that with your higher self. It'll take a little while and you'll see your allergies start to leave your body, the allergy issue in your throat. But the fact that you've made that choice, that you've already made the decision, is what helped you heal. Now, here's the trick to it. I didn't do all the healing for you. You did a lot of it.
I did. I did a lot of it, too.
Yeah, you did a lot of it. I showed you how to. Now, sometimes I will do a lot of the healing, but 9 times out of 10, if I can explain it to you, it helps a whole lot better. Because if I just do something for someone, it's going to come back and back and back until I explain what I'm doing. I've seen that, so that's why I walk people through things. But I'll give a general reading here. And yes, when you said in the chat room, yes, I read tarot. We just didn't talk about that day. But this is kind of a flashback from the old times with me and Kelly. We used to have a show on another radio show. We'd have a week. What was it? Weekends, Kelly? Saturdays?
Yeah, Saturdays, Sundays, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there. It was a fun 2 hours.
Well, wait a minute. Then myself and Candy are the outcasts, so we're not going to say anything. So we don't want to be the outcast, Candy and I. So we want to be the incast. So let's say that everybody has a radio show, and let's leave it at that.
I want to give a testimonial to Andrew too when he's done with Candy because there was something really amazing happened in our family too. But I'll wait until he's done with Candy because
okay.
I will also.
I'm so excited to hear about Candy. I'm really excited, and anybody who wants any healing or anybody that needs Andrew or Kelly or me, I'm here. But go.
All right, hold on. I'm just getting my car shuffled out, and I'm going to do a general reading.
Yeah, I have you slotted for somebody, and if they do not call in, which I hope they do because I said I had a surprise guest, I'm going to want you to do that reading anyway. So, Candy, stay around because, you know, it just might be you.
Okay. No problem. All right. I'm just doing a simple 3-card layout here. This is just going to be a general read for you.
Okay.
Your current position, your current situation, I see it's giving me the inverted emperor. There's something in here that's bothering your communication to the divine. You're having a hard time acknowledging who is the man in the whole picture. You have influences coming in. I think we spoke about this so briefly. You know who your higher self is. That's not the issue. Your higher self is having a hard time recognizing who it needs to listen to for advice and guidance. That's what the inverted emperor is telling. That's your current situation here.
Okay.
This could be anyone, anywhere on a physical aspect that you're trying to look into, or it could also be the spiritual aspect. I want to say that this is a physical aspect trying to influence your spiritual aspect. So it's kind of leaving you in a tilter here. You need to decide really quick in a hurry what your own personal beliefs are. That's where your tilter is. That's where you're kind of seesawing right now. And the thing in between, or what's your obstacle ahead, is giving me an inverted high priestess.
I love that. Wow, they're both inverted, one or the other. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You could all come together if you turn them up. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, all it means is just my deck is able to be read inverted, which it normally negates quality of the card. So I just sit here and listen to the card, and it will tell me at some point.
Oh, good. Andrew, better have it in the next hour. Or, well, you know, Candy, poor Candy will be sitting there waiting.
No, it's coming. Let's see. This card normally would represent rebirth in a spiritual form, or birth. It indicates a rebirth through an encounter with the divine. So this is quite interesting, is that what's stopping you, what's in your way, is that you need to have a new encounter, something new to prove you. There is a change you need to go through, something that's coming up to you that you haven't had yet, or you're stopping yourself, and I think you know what that is, because we probably talked about that too. That's the reason why the card is also inverted. This points towards Mother Earth, Gaia Earth, or however you want to call it. So find yourself within nature again. Okay. Your connection to this, to the divine, needs to be found within nature, and in discovering your own abilities, and also traveling through one's labyrinth, maze within yourself. You're just kind of sitting at the starting point of this problem that you're going through, and you're not doing anything with it. You need to just go ahead and, you know, throw everything out of your hands and just take a walk and go through it. There's no right, there's no wrong. The only thing you can do bad for yourself is not doing it, because it's going to hinder your growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson to learn is the Knight of Wands. And I believe the Knight of Wands is quite familiar to Bonnie, because I'm going to refer back to something she knows. This is going to have to deal with battle, war. You're going to learn how to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to hurt people. That's your problem. You don't want to have to hurt people. There's a way of being tactful and being able to put someone in their place and standing up for yourself, whether they feel hurt or upset or not. You can't please everybody. If you try to please everyone in your life, you're only going to fail yourself. That's bottom line. If you're going to do what's right by you, you're going to hurt someone in the process. You can't please everybody. That's just the fact of life. Don't be afraid to do it, because you need to stand up for you in this path. You need to stand up what's right for you. You need to stand up for what you believe in and what's good for your higher self. So that's basically what these cards are telling me. And once you achieve what I've been telling you, or go through that maze that you're facing, you will then learn how to do so. It's going to bother you. It bothers me, because I hurt people all the time when I say, but I'll say something when I stand on it, and that's what I mean. And that's what it is. Some people don't like it. Oh, well, I hate it for them. But the same goes in retrospect for them to me. They may do something I don't like, and I understand that they're doing what they need to do. Their decision is their decision. I can't influence that. That's the bad downside of free will. Kind of bring up what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I kind of got things on hold right now in a stood up for myself and stood up for my beliefs and left something. And yeah.
You know what? You know what? I got to tell you something, and I'm just going to throw this in. You know, because I always think I'm an overseer. I mean, you know, I shouldn't even say anything because everybody else reads. But I just, you know, I don't like keeping my mouth shut because then I just can't. But you know what? It looks like you're standing, especially when Andrew was talking about like a labyrinth. If he wasn't, all I was seeing was a labyrinth of you standing in the front. And where he said you're just starting right at the front. And what I see is this big labyrinth of all kinds of things, and you're just looking, and you're just, you don't know where to start. You want to start, but you haven't been able
overwhelmed.
To. Yeah.
Overwhelmed.
And that's what the look is. And I think, what Andrew's trying to say is, you know, the only way that you're going to be able to start really in that labyrinth is to be honest and true to what you want. It isn't easy. I mean, you know, you're looking at, I don't know what your situation is, but I can see the thing that you're, the maze. But I'll tell you, Candy, that, and I think I said this before, Andrew, that spirit will let you go easy or let you go hard. It'll let you make the mistakes. Believe me, it'll let you make every one of those choices you want. But in the long run, you're going to do what you wrote to come down here with. And if it's not easy, if you want to go hard, they'll show you the hard way. And so that's what I think with this labyrinth that I see, and I keep saying labyrinth, labyrinth, labyrinth. They're just pushing it through my head, is the maze that you have to go through. And you're just not sure of what's on the other end. And you don't know if you start because unsure of where you're going to be. So I totally understand. And and a great reading. And, you know, and I would say that when you start moving forward, that your cards with Andrew will change.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I already know, found out a lesson, what I don't like.
Yes.
I that.
Well, you know what? I also think that when this is another thing, I'm just interpreting what Andrew says because, you know, I just, because I'm so much younger than him, I have to say it in other terms. The thing is that with him, with what he's saying about need to speak your truth, it's really not easy for someone like you. With me, when he says go to war, hey, I'm going to war, but I'm going to make you feel good about it. With you, you really don't want the battle. You know, you don't. I can see it. I can feel it. And it's okay. But there will be coming a point where you're going to need to learn that, no, you don't have to fight a battle to win a war, but you have to know how to not fight the battle with dignity to win the war. And I think that's where you're going to be able to learn as you keep going through your life and through what you're going to be going through, good or bad, you'll learn that one day you're going to go, you know what, Candy does not like this, and I'm going to let everybody know, but I love you anyway. And that's what she's trying to tell you. So I hope we've helped you, Candy.
Yes, you did.
Thanks. Well, I think you had a fabulous reading, and please visit Andrew, because I know he'll like everybody to stop by his site next Friday.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, love you, love you, Candy.
Bye.
Oh, I just love her. Don't you love how I interpret for you, Andrew?
Hey, it works. It's better having some. Kelly used to do that a lot. She'll reemphasize what I say, or I'll reemphasize what she does. It's always best to say the same thing another way, so one might get it that way.
I know, but I don't think it had anything to do with how you said it. It's just that I'm nosy and I talk too much. And, of course, I think I run the show, so that's the problem. See, when you have your own show, you don't have to put up with someone like me. But it's okay.
Oh, I don't mind.
You'll miss me. Well, you'll miss me, and thank you. All right, I'm taking the next caller at 928. 928, you're on with Kelly, Bonnie, and Andrew. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie, Andrew, and everybody. This is Maggie.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy you called. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there. It's kind of chilly and cloudy, but I can get by.
Where are you, Maggie?
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be in New York. Arizona and New York might have the same weather because I'm going up there next week, and I think it was a little chilly up there, too.
I don't think so. You can have New York weather. Thank you very much. Been there, done that.
I love New York. I am going to be – I'm going to stand – I don't know if you heard me the other day say that I went to see a play and I was really getting up and singing. Remember, I think I sang the other day, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Well, I'm going to stand in Times Square and ask and just throw my arms up. I just know it. My girlfriend's going to walk around me and start pulling my coat going, come on, Bonnie, nobody knows you. Okay, so I know what you want, and I think you've got a choice here. You want a tarot? You want a healing? Want Kelly's Atlantean life cards? You have a question?
I'm going to go for the tarot reading today.
I love that. Andrew, darling, sweetheart, you have Maggie.
All righty. One second. I was getting it ready anyway. No harm,
Hi,
no
Andrew.
Foul. Hi, Maggie.
Thank you for doing a reading for me.
Oh, you're quite welcome here. Let's see. All right. First card here I'm showing. What's your birthday?
March 5th.
March 5th. Okay, because I think that might be something Kelly might want to do here in a minute, because I'm getting you being a pentacle sign, and your first card is an Eight of Pentacles. So it's kind of interesting. Okay, Eight of Pentacles. This represents water. Or show me water.
Water?
Uh-huh.
Pisces. Oh, boy. I'm like, I have four planets in Pisces.
Oh, you're as talented as they come, Maggie. I mean, you need to be on my show.
Oh, you are so good with emotions. Water, that just tells me everything. Like, water's representation of emotions. Emotions is the key form for empath. You have very good intuition about somebody. But
I do.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get what else is this telling me. Not only are you good with figuring things out, but you are the one element that brings and forms a lot of things together. You are probably pretty good up front with people, and you ever done a matchmaking service or got two of your friends together and they have a really good relationship? Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you ever actually tried, like, saying, oh, you know a single person, you know that single person. You bring them together, they work good together. That's just an example. That's something in your ability that I'm feeling that you haven't tapped into as far as being able to say, okay, these people can work pretty good together. This person can work good with that group. You know, kind of organize your things, make things work. You have a good sense of personality amongst people. The Eight of Pentacles, water, it's the card that showed me that it brings things together, but this is inverted, meaning you haven't tapped into it yet. Fire is a good companion for you. Let me explain to you what this card is telling me. The world is formed with water. It's formed with the mud that is gathered at the bottom of the lake, and your companion is fire. It creates, purifies, and quenches the thirst, but also destroys what was created by submerging it. So this is basically telling with it being inverted that there's some parts of you haven't tried yet, and it's there. Don't know why. It's probably within your block here. It's giving me your Three of Wands as something that's in your way. This, too, is also inverted. Three of Wands has shown me an arrow. It's a weapon amulet, and it speaks to a precision of its flight, evokes the clearness of lightning. With it being inverted, you want to stop second-guessing yourself on a lot of things. Just go with what the flow is in your heart. Because you being a water sign shows that you're very powerful with going with the flow of things, going with your feeling, your emotion. Also, when I see this water sign with people, I see a fish swimming up the creek against the currents, just weaving through all the problems, but it's getting to where it needs to go. Not that it's avoiding the problems, it's just taking it head-on by emotion and going with the flow. Here, you're second-guessing all of it. Stop doing that as much. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
The next card is the Nine of Swords. It shows me a Thunderbird. Hold on, let me make sure. This is also inverted as well. Yeah, it's the bird of thunder and fire. It's a protective bird. Oh, this is very interesting to me. They show me something being tied to rain, the fertility of the earth. The Thunderbird forcefully would flap its wings to produce rumble, but its favor is gained through offerings of tobacco. Now, this is a Native American deck. Not saying that you may be a smoker or not, but tobacco in the spiritual realm is a plant that gives clairvoyance and healing abilities. That's what the juices of a tobacco plant will do, and as far as what these cards are talking about. With this being inverted, it's telling me that you're probably also dealing with a lot of personal matters of yourself. Have you been seen by a doctor or dealing with someone that is under medical care?
For physical problems, no. I'm healthy as can be.
Okay. Hey, it's either you or someone else, because that's what this is, a really interesting card. This layout for me is very interesting. The Thunderbird is also a very protective bird as well. I had to ask because the tobacco came in there.
I have asked for special protection to come in from other dimensions.
Okay. Would you mind elaborating on that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Would you mind elaborating? Give me a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
About that.
I don't know how woo-woo I can go on the show.
Listen, Maggie, we love woo-woo because we don't think it's woo-woo. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. There have been problems with, I like to call them Klingons, but they're kind of like other entities that go into one's personal space and kind of like cling on to you and cause all kinds of havoc, unbeknownst to you. And so I have called in like the super duper, they used to be like the bodyguards of the gods, feline beings.
Okay. Because I was just curious what was in that card, and when you said that, I was just curious. Okay. So basically from the layout of all this is that your water sign, it leads more to your emotion, go with what you feel. So when you're doing this for yourself, keep in mind you can do it for yourself too. Go with the flow of your heart. Be very precise, stop second-guessing yourself. Now the third card, let me look at this one more time. Tied to rain, fertility, Thunderbird force. You go with emotion, second-guess. Yes, you need to be more stout in your decisions in life. You need to you speak your mind, you really do. I can see that you do. But sometimes some people don't take you seriously. You need to step it up. Speak louder. Let yourself know just a little bit more. Be more persistent with things in the course of your spiritual life. Because your physical life doesn't seem to be affecting it. But that's what the inversion of this card has shown me.
Okay, so I need to be more staunch. Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, you need to be more stern with people. You don't have a problem of speaking your mind, you do it. But if they listen or not, you're like, okay, I said what I need to say, and you just go on with it.
That's me. Here it is, take it or leave it.
Yeah. Some people don't take you seriously because you do that. They see that as a way of getting over on you, and they're doing it at some point in time. You got to put your foot down, and when you say no is no, sometimes, you know, when people are arguing or discussing, they're very calm, they're very fluid, with you being a water sign. The only thing I see that you may need to do is, like, you know, slam your hand on a table or something. Say, no, I mean it. This is what's going to happen. Let them know. Shock and awe, because you've not done that.
Oh, okay. So then we'll turn on a bit of the drama.
Huh?
I love that.
We'll turn on a bit of the drama, because I avoid drama, but I can be very dramatic.
Well, not so much as drama in life, but yes, you need to be very forceful in what you believe because you are backing down a lot of things. Like I said, what's another way to put it? Maybe one of the other ladies can help elaborate, so I'm having a hard time finding these words. Don't go out causing a ruckus with it, but when you come up to someone and they give you an opinion and say, no, that's wrong, don't do that, you're being very soft and firm. And they go out and do it anyways, and then the people that you do that to, you can see that as a way it's like overturning you. You literally need to grab their hand as they walk away and say, no, I said stop, that kind of thing, and get their attention.
I see. Oh, so I have to be more like a parent.
Yeah, you need to be more parent, more, okay, she means business in her words.
Right. No, sweetheart, one must not do that.
Yes, and then you can take your little, you know, whatever and poker and just say, and if you do, I'll be after you. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, Maggie, what I'm getting, and, you know, because I'm just, you know me, I wrap everything there. I just feel like this. I totally see you. I know your personality. I could feel it. You are such a, and people do listen. So I do want you to know that. I feel like when you say something, they look at you and they listen. The problem I have is the follow through. And that's where I think, and I'm not sure if that's where Andrew was going, but if they don't listen, you just dismiss it. Well, really what you have to say coming back is, I told you so, and the next time you want my opinion or I tell you something, I'd like you to listen a little bit better. And so that way it gets their attention without you having to drum it over the head. But if you don't show them that you were right, then they'll just keep not listening when you say things. And I'm talking more metaphysically than I am talking like in your family. I'm just talking, if you're going to say something and it turns out that what you said was right, but they didn't listen, make a point. And I know it's not a good thing because I told you so, nobody likes hearing that. But if you do it once or twice, you're not going to have to do it again because the I told you so, people will stop not listening because it's, and they will start listening to you. That's how I
That makes total sense because I always refrain from I told you so. But now I need to definitely step
sometimes,
up.
Sometimes, yes, that's a good point. And that's why I say she normally explains a little better. Sometimes you just need to do it. You ever, I quote this one movie, Batman, where his Albert says, you know, I don't want to do the I told you so, but I bloody well did tell you so.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. See, you know what, Maggie, the problem with me is I do it too much, and then people just now they don't even, when I say I told you so, they didn't even, it's like, you know, the boy who cried wolf. Now they
wolf,
all
right.
Hit me. And they look and go, okay, so what's new? So the thing is that with you, you haven't done it. And with you, you'll pick your words wisely, but it needs to be done because that will, to me, that's what's going to unfold and open you. Not that you have to be open anymore because I see how open you are, but it's actually going to help you metaphysically.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so very much, both of you, Bonnie and Andrew, and Kelly.
Yeah, poor Kelly. I mean, poor Kelly. But I'll tell you, Maggie, anytime, you know, I do love follow-up. So like, you know, when Andrew gives you a reading, it's a now time. So after you feel like if you've listened or you do, you want to say, oh gosh, I knew exactly what they were saying, or Andrew actually, because I'm just telling you what his words are, but call back because your reading will change. And that's what I don't know if anybody out there listening knows. After Andrew, he's reading in real time. So if, let's say you do that and you come up with a situation and you go, hey, I mastered that. Now I got it. You know, Andrew, the readings change. So, you know, call back because I'm sure, you know, that because it's not like a life reading where, you know, you can call Kelly or, you know, you can call Ron. Your life, and it changes every day anyway. But if you have a reading, you want real time. So, you know, that's what, you know, you want to ask questions and stuff like that. But he is good because he does real time and you can, you know, change your, you know, your energy when you do this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I hear you, Kelly. Okay. Thank you, Maggie. Call back. We love to hear from you and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Andrew, you know what? I mean, the thing is, I'm so happy I'm here because, see, I'm like a teenage hen. What do you think?
Yeah. Your energy can stop flirting now.
Okay. You know what? I'm 15, and what do 15-year-olds do, okay? I'm going to take the next caller. The next caller, I think, is for you. It's Infinity 888. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
We are so happy to hear from you. You must want a tarot reading.
I sure do.
Okay, poor Kelly. You need to get your tarot out, Kel. Anyway, I am going to hand you over to Andrew. Andrew, this is Infinity 888.
There's a bit of a feedback. Can you hear that?
No. Can you hear it now?
No, it's gone now.
There we go.
Yeah. Is it me?
No, it was. I think it was him. Feedback from the computer or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. What's your first name, if you want to give it?
I'm Justin.
Hi, okay, Justin.
Hello.
And you also have a radio show.
Yes, I do. Infinity 888 Radio.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I hear you. And I am going to tell you, if you want at the end of the reading, you can tell everybody where to find you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Justin, are you dealing with sinus issues too?
Oh, sinus?
Yeah, you sound like you're a little off today.
Yeah, I'm a little stuffy.
Okay. That's the season, I guess. Everyone's
Remember, Justin, he's a healer. So the thing is, the first thing he's going towards is healing. Okay, so that's why.
Let him heal your sinuses.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, do it.
Go ahead and want him in your nuts, man. Totally.
So you might be able to, because I think this reading that I just popped out might have a lot to do with that. Of what's going on with you right now? Let's see here. The Nine of Pentacles. It showed me fire. The Nine of Pentacles inverted, it represents a sacred fire of purification and cleansing and allows rebirth renewal. This shows me that you're not allowing change in your life. Someone that's involved with you, some energy, maybe physical, non-physical, is in your life that's holding you back, not allowing you to grow, or you're not allowing yourself to grow because of somebody else. That's why there's an influence.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% on right with that.
Okay, because here's the second card for you. As long as you understand what that card is, this is telling me that you need to purify what's holding you back. Your sinus issue is a confrontation. Doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be an argue. A confrontation on the spiritual realm just means something going on in your physical life that doesn't sit well with your spirit, your higher self. So your higher self is sitting in your body screaming, give me out, give me out. Your body's just here taking damage from your hit. And that's what the sinus shows me.
You are 500% correct.
All right. And the next card is the Ten of Swords. It's also inverted. This issue, question, does it have to deal with family or a close circle of friends?
Yes, definitely.
Close circle of friends or family? There's a difference.
It would be friends.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm getting a lot off of you. You're very outgoing. Go. Okay, Ten of Swords. Hold on.
A little bit of echo in there.
No, that's him breathing.
Yeah, that's me trying to expel the energy I took off of him.
Oh, no, I love that. I just want everybody to know. I love how you work, Andrew, but everybody, when you hear him do that, he isn't, like, really sighing or anything. He's actually feeling the energy and getting your reading at the same time. So go ahead.
All right. The Ten of Swords, it shows it's the puma. It's a really coy animal to me. The symbol is a power used for charitable purposes. There's strength with mercy and equilibrium. Associations with the moon also links with its rebirth. But here, the card is also inverted, which means to tell me that this problem you're dealing with close friends is taking a lot of time from you that you could be focusing into something else that you need to do. There's the, I won't say energy vamp, but energy vamp.
I'm hearing a blowback. I'm hearing a blowback.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear it too a little bit. But what the Ten of Swords is showing me is that part of the purification is you're going to have to stand up and just basically tell someone to, you know, just get away from me for a while. You just need to cut ties with somebody. Given the fact that what the Ten of Swords is telling me is that it's like a family member. That's why I asked if it was like family members or close friends. Sometimes it can be the same.
Yeah,
but
I can see where you get the family member part. Yeah, but okay.
You can't seem to cut this person from you because you seem
oh
like...
Oh, my God. Those are my exact words that I tell one of my good friends, Carol. I tell her that I can't... Yeah, I can't... Because she's done so much for me, I feel like you know, she needs help now, and that I have to, you know, help her because she's helped me so much.
Okay, let me ask you then. When she helped you, how much of a strain did you put on her? When she helped you, did you pick up and run with it and didn't need to be helped as much? Because it seems like she's just taking and taking and taking and taking.
Yes.
It sounds like this person feels like the whole world owes her a favor, and that's a bad attitude to have.
Yeah, it didn't. It's more obsessive. Yeah, and she just, it didn't put her out. She kind of wants me in a bad spot, so I have to rely on her.
Control. Yeah, you need to speak your opinion of her. No matter what happens, however she reacts, says, or feels, it's not going to affect you. I mean, you're going to, like I told the last two ladies. Yeah, the last two ladies. I don't want to repeat names, but if you guys want to, it's fine. One of them had a problem of even saying anything at all. The other one would say something but wouldn't be firm. And if you listen to the other readings, these are important steps you need to have. You need to say something and reaffirm what you're saying to them. Because what you're going to learn here is the Nine of Wands. Either what you're going to learn or what you're going to achieve out of it. So there's a good side to all of it, no matter what you may feel or not. The Nine of Wands is a shield. Nine of Wands has shown me a shield with feathers. It has magical virtues to it, allowing the warrior to hide and defend themselves, meaning that you're taking in too much from the person and achieving this step in your life. You'll learn how to stand up for yourself. You'll learn how to defend your own energy because they are sucking energy off of you on the metaphysical end. They're draining, literally draining the life out of you. You'll be able to learn how to block that from other people mentally to protect yourself. I don't know if you know how to shield yourself on the metaphysical realm, but there's certain things in physical life that will tell you how to do that and the feelings you'll have.
Okay.
And it will allow you to also move quickly throughout your path because you're being held down. That's basically what this is telling me that you'll achieve, but you have to do it yourself. It doesn't matter the fact that I told you what you need to do. You can sit here at this bit for the next three lives and never learn this lesson. You're here to learn this lesson. And then once you learn it, you achieve, you have another lesson, and another, and another. You'll keep learning a new lesson for as long as you're alive on this plane.
Okay. I'm gonna be totally honest with you. You have been the first person. I have never had such an accurate tarot reading, ever. Like, you are the very first person that actually hit it dead on with tarot.
I am so happy.
Andrew's amazing.
Like, seriously, you always want a good reading, and it seems, you know, some people, you know, they have the points here and there and stuff like that with the tarot, but you told me I couldn't have said it any clearer or better.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. If the fact that spirits tell me what's going on, you need to listen and you actually need to do it. That's the thing. If it's coming so clear and you've heard this, you know those things, if someone tells you one thing, another person tells you the same thing, and a third person that has nothing to do with everybody else tells you the exact same thing, you may want to start doing it.
Wow, you are really, really, really good. Okay.
All right, if you would like...
Tell everybody
how
to get
all the...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. You can...
www.facebook.com, Andrew Spiritual Healing. Just in the search bar, put Andrew Spiritual Healing, and my page and my happy little ugly mug will show up. Feel free to leave a comment. Email me if you have any more questions, and I do more in-depth readings. I also do healings, and I do give... I'll go over the information with all that via email.
Okay.
Justin,
wow.
Hey, Justin, do you want to let everybody know about your radio?
Sure. You can get a hold of me. It's blogtalkradio.com/infinity888. And then it'll take you to my page. I'm on every Sunday night with my co-host, Carol Patton. She's a numerologist. And then I have shows, just random shows during the week, depending on – I try to find, you know, people that's best available for their schedule. So it just depends. But it's for sure every Sunday night.
Well,
but, yeah,
what's your address again, Justin?
It's theblogtalkradio.com/infinity888. And you can email me at infinity888radio@gmail.com.
Okay, Justin, you know, he's got a show coming on Friday. Next Friday it starts 3 to 3:30. I know he'll listen to you. You need to call his listen to his show. He's going to have, I hope, my friend Mike, too, who's a really good guy. And the three of you maybe can, you know, hey, it's all about, like, who you know.
Right. Awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate, you know, coming here.
No problem. Thank both of y'all, and you are amazing.
Thank you, man.
We're
going to
call
you
the amazing Andrew. We are.
Thank you. You know what, Andrew, you are just, I mean, I am so happy and proud to have you on my show. I think we talked about this last week. Oh, wait a minute. Justin, we're putting you back on.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I was also just told to tell you something. A lot of the information you're going through, your dreams, have they been very sporadic lately?
You know what is funny about that? I could tell you how many dreams I've had in my lifetime. I never dream.
Me either.
Ever.
How about lately? Have you had any dreams that stand out, any at all, in the past month?
You know, the last dream I remember, it was probably, you know, it was probably about 5 years ago. And I was falling off the building.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
Breaking up bad.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Now, the last dream I had was about 5 years ago. And I was falling off of this really tall building. And I could feel myself, like, falling. But that was it. Like I say, I've probably had 15 dreams my entire life.
Okay.
That I can remember.
That's also a telltale sign of you not listening to your higher self as well. Why ask?
Okay.
Falling is also astral.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying anything recent. I just wanted to know if you had any dreams recently. That's the thing you went through.
See, we dream every night. It's just a question of whether you remember them or not.
Yeah. Like I say, I wish I did have dreams because, you know, the few I've ever had were very, you know, they were very awesome. They were just awesome, like the falling feeling and all that. But I never dream.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Justin, I don't either. But I know I go into the ether real quick and I don't come back because I don't ever, I don't dream. And I can, like you, remember the couple that I have. And when I do dream, better watch out. So
yes.
I know that everybody says they dream. I really believe my dreaming is living in the ether because I just don't come back. I know when I go whoop and come back. So it's really cool. Maybe you do the same thing. Maybe I'll meet you up there.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
so
I just really think that. I know that when I come back, I'm not conscious of anything. And
no,
I know
me either.
Yeah.
At all.
I believe I'm somewhere else during the night. So it is cool. And next time you have a dream, let us know.
Okay. I sure will. Thanks
again.
I did
follow you, Justin, on your blog talk. I did follow you, so whenever you're on, I'm available. I'll come take a peek.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye, Justin. We love you. Have a great
day.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's such a nice guy. I remember Justin. I remember him. He's a really nice guy, and he put his own radio show up. So, see, I mean, it's just a fabulous way to reach people and to help. Now, I am going to take 210. I'm not sure, Kelly, if I picked up 210. Did I pick up 210 already?
No, not yet. This is Texas Pearl in chat. And, she called in. She's got something to share with us. I'm going, yeah.
Hey, 210 Texas, you are on.
Hello, ladies. I always love your show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, we're so happy to have you. How are you doing today, Texas?
I'm doing good. This is the result of the case of the jealous classmate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly where you're going. But I'm going to tell you, since you're on the phone, you are going to have a tarot reading if you want one. But go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
Yeah.
So I followed your advice, and basically I just decided I would step away.
Yes.
And so that I wasn't going to engage in that kind of thing. And I made that decision. And then I actually Facebooked, asked everybody for prayers for to turn around and pray for her as well as me. And do you know that she called me the next day and apologized for her behavior?
I love that. Wow. I got your message, and I am so proud of you, Texas, and I'm really happy because, you know, not all situations work out that way. We kind of knew it would, but you know what? It takes a big person, and I'm really proud of her, too, to do what she had done, because to admit your, you know, to apologize, some people it takes them, I don't get it because I always say I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but some people it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Very, a lot of courage. Especially,
yeah.
especially to basically admit that you were jealous.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I took her some flowers. I told her I loved her. I told her to have a great. She's going on a vacation that weekend. I said, you know, I just want you to celebrate who you are because I think you're a wonderful person. I mean, it could not have turned out any better than it actually did. And I gave her a big hug in class. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for your advice because it really helped me to see the situation differently.
You know what? I love that, Texas. I love you, and you know I would only want the best for you. And I can't even tell you how I'm so happy that this worked out for you as well as the girl, because you know what? I would hate to lose you as a person or a friend or even a colleague. And that, you know, that's the real bottom line. She's gained one of the best supporters she could ever have in her life, because that's what you really are to people. And when you give your heart, your soul, and even your friendship, it's forever with you. And I am just so happy that she recognized that. Thank you. And I hope she keeps it up. But I'm going to ask Andrew, guess who's on this line, because I love Texas. So you're up.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I think I might have spoke to you a while back in somewhere else. I'm not sure where. So, hold on. You sound awfully familiar, but then again, it is the phone. Hold on. What was your first name again?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl, okay.
I just love Texas, so I got to say Texas Pearl. Sorry.
Please do.
You're fine. All right. Thank you. Well, we're going to talk about dreams here for a second.
Huh, maybe it was Texas.
The first card I'm getting here is the Knave of Wands. This is actually the dream catcher. The thing I'm going to point out here is that the Knave of Wands is inverted. So that means a certain part of your dreams, let me pause. Tell me something else now. With it being inverted, it's being telling me that a lot of your dreams have been leaving you very curious or concerned in a way. I don't know if it's the depth, the magnitude, the frequency, or the fact that your dreams just come out of left field. But it seems to be coming in to a point where you really can't seem to get a control of it. You're going to need to listen to the dreams a little bit, because what's coming in is giving me the inverted death card. This is telling me something about change. You're stopping yourself from achieving a new level of your higher self, and the death card is telling me you need to take that step. Death isn't a bad thing. It just means renewal. And there's not one card in the tarot deck that says anything about being bad. It's just how you interpret it. The death card literally means it speaks on calendars, three different cycles. You got your, like I said, three different kind of calendars. Three cycles are intertwined. You have a 60-year solar calendar, a monthly calendar, and a lunar calendar. They're showing me the sun and the moon are the hands of the sky, and the clocks are of your daily lives. This is telling me you need to make change. You need to take that extra step. Break out of what you're doing. You're in a constant schedule. You're in a constant set
everything is going on day to day to day. It's not telling me it's boring, just very vanilla, if you know what that means. Let me take a break here a second. You understand what I mean by vanilla, right? Very day-to-day, mundane, get a little more excitement. There's something else you need to do with your life that you're not taking care of. It's pointing towards the sun. Your third card just happens to be the sun. It's the axis on which, show me an axis on which the world spins as well. You're looking for an ecstatic experience, like a song and dance that would bring people, that draws more people into your attention. The drum. The drumbeat of your own life is changing. You need to learn how to go with it. You're afraid of change. You need to take a hold of it and just go with the change of that drumbeat that's coming. The center of the pole is what I'm speaking about, the axis of the world in which the sky communicates with the earth. Stop being afraid of taking that extra step. The dreams are your sign, the sign of the change that needs to take place. It's trying to take you out of your comfort zone. This is all on a spiritual realm, and you need to make sure that you take the change of your daily life to match your spiritual needs as well. Is that ringing a bell, or is it a little too confusing? Do I need to break that down a little bit more?
Well, first of all, I haven't been remembering my dreams. And then the only dreams that I have remembered in the last couple few months is dreams about my mother dying. And I usually have those dreams about a year before it happens. I do with my both my grandmothers. So I don't know if it's a... You know, if it's a fear or a premonition or getting me ready for that. And so I'm not remembering them. I dream about that. And as far as being day-to-day, I'm in school for another month, and then I'll be done. I'm in a regimented position right now.
I'm full-time school, too. The only thing I keep day-to-day is my class. I try to change up my own schedule afterwards because my life is pretty boring. I'll admit it. But the change in the dreams, the inverted, let me see here. Very interesting. I think the main thing you need to realize, or what I need to realize, I tried this song. That'd be the experience you're looking for, the ecstatic experience. A different song and dance, because this is all referring to a different beat, a different drum. Now, if you're being in school, I can understand, but there's still a thing you can change while you're in school. Spice up your life, bring some new excitement into it while you're doing it. What are you in school for exactly?
Interior design.
I'm just curious because I'd like to ask. You probably said it, but I forgot already. Bring excitement into your personal life as much as you can. When you're done with school, I had to do this, and this took me a very long time. This is my own personal experience since we're in school. I had to literally separate my time from studying and home. I used to intertwine that to where I'd study at school. I'd come home and keep up studying, and I'd lose the fruit of my own life. I would lose myself in it, and days would just kind of be playing together, I'd lose track. Break out of your norm.
Yeah, that's what's going on with me. My days and nights are mixed up, and that's all I do. I kind of have one track, which is studying.
Yeah, I know how that is. It took me 2 months to learn this. This is probably why I couldn't see it so well. When you come home from school, pick a certain day. I have early days. 2 days of the week I have, or 3 days I have early days. I get out early. I will literally keep my books in the trunk of my car and don't even think about studying for hours and let my mind rest. I'll go drive, go for a walk somewhere, call someone, bug them. Bonnie, Kelly.
Yeah.
To separate your mind from studying at some point in time and live life. Have fun. You can do that while you're...
Oh, okay. So I'm not giving my mind enough break is what you're telling me, and I'm not.
Probably.
That's all. Giving it to... when I go into something, I focus on that so intently, and then I finish it, and then I go on the next thing. So, yeah, I'm not very good at shifting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my problem. Bonnie can tell you probably that's my problem. I probably shift too much.
Yeah, well, you know what, Texas? I got to tell you, and he does, but I do too, so I can keep up with him. But I got to tell you, Texas, the thing that I do want to go back to the dreams, because I think he's dead on. Because, you know, I think he just doesn't know how to explain. You know, this is so funny, because I have a guy coming on. He's a very famous guy on May 31st. He wrote a book. He's on a New York Times bestseller. But when I had a reading from him 3 years ago, I couldn't understand a word he said. Well, that's not Andrew, but I got to tell you, they sometimes guys say it a little different. Your dreams about your mom, your aunt, and your that is disturbing. It's not something that most people have. It's a premonition dream. So whereas you might not think it's disturbing because you're used to it and you know, he's not interpreting that way because that would be disturbing. Do you know what I'm saying?
They are disturbing.
Yeah.
Because I know what's coming because I've experienced it. It's happened twice.
Yeah, and that's
so
what he's talking about.
For it.
You know, that's what he's talking about, Texas. So I knew this is spot on. I mean, not that I want to tell you that, but he is picking up your dreams, and that's because that came right up to me too. So and you gotta have fun, girlfriend. You want to go out for coffee because I love interior design. My friend's an interior designer, and she doesn't take any time off either. She goes from one house to now she's out of school. And she goes from one house to the next house, and I'm like, oh, my God, you must have so much fun. And she looks like she's going to, Bonnie, just meet me for coffee. I just want to relax. And so for her, meeting me for coffee or even to just run into a store is fun for her, but she doesn't it may be once every 2 weeks. And what she thinks, like you, she throws everything into it. She will call me up, and if I don't meet her, she just goes straight through the rest of the week. So I see what he's saying. And girlfriend, you need to grab somebody, have fun, kick your heels off. And if you have fun having coffee, watching soaps, do whatever you want, you got to do it.
Well, this is my fun.
Yeah, I love it.
This is our social time.
Then guess what? I will take you, Texas, anytime, girlfriend. You can have coffee with me on my show. So I love it.
Blog talk is my break.
I love that, and that is cool. Did you finish up, Andrew, or was I interrupting?
No, that was actually pretty much the readings. What I can tell you about your dream, remove the fear of it from your dreams because you're holding on to the energy. Now, I have to respect the fact that you see certain people's passing. That's not easy to take. It never is. But also understand that it's a part of life. Don't associate so much fear to it. When you start having time of your own, reflect on those dreams. Give your time to reflect on what you see and what you feel and let it go. Maybe you'll have more dreams to be able to be more secure with yourself. That's another point, but like I said, it's just the two dreams, couple dreams you've had. Bonnie was able to explain it better than I could. I have a problem with finding certain words to try to explain as best as I can.
I asked if I remember my dreams when I wake up, because this is the second time dreaming has come up lately, and I asked that I, if I'm in a lucid dream, well, I want to remember that too.
I know. You know what? I wish, Texas, I could remember my dreams. I can't, so I always tell everybody I'm in the ethers, which is what I have to believe. Because there's no way I don't dream. So, I asked if I could remember them, but I don't think they want me to remember them. I guess not. I don't know. But you just ask, because maybe you'll remember them, and then you need to call me and tell me if you remember them.
But let me share this cool dream with you since we're talking about, and then I know you have other callers to get on to.
Oh,
years
go
ago, after,
I have a comment.
Ago,
I want to make a comment to her before she gets off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Years ago, after my dad died, I had a dream where he came to me, and he was a much younger man in like his 20s. And he came to me, and he told me, I just want to let you know I'm doing great, and I'm fine, and I'm loving life. And I saw the racetrack, and he was racing. Before my mother married him, she said, I'll marry you, but you have to change careers. What you're doing is too risky, and I don't want to have a dead husband. So he started driving trucks, and then he went to construction. He was not a good businessman. He didn't enjoy the construction, but the dream told me what he went back to doing, which was what he loved.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. I got to say this because it's I can talk. I got to say this. It's the funniest thing because when I see spirits, sometimes they do come back like that, and people go, oh, no, that's not my father. That's not my – but what they do is they come back at their happiest time. And sometimes they'll come back to show me, like, how you looked. They looked so you'd know it. But sometimes they don't. They're a lot younger or they're doing something else. I know because my dad does that. So he jumps in and out of when he was 16. That's why I always say I'm 15. But isn't that the coolest thing you've ever experienced? Because, my goodness, if they can tell you that and you know they're happy, and doesn't it make you content even though you miss them?
Yes, and that gave me peace because I had some things that I was kind of upset about, you know, surrounding his death. And a few years before that, he had he was with his stepmom and his second wife. And anyway, and so I really didn't. It brought me a lot of peace, a lot of closure, and happiness to know that he was happy. It was wonderful.
You know what? I love that, Texas, because I that's what's happened to me. I mean, I really wish my mom would come through a little bit more, although she comes through for other people because I'm unsettled about her death. But and maybe Andrew, before we go out, maybe one day you'll tell me about that. But I will tell you, with my dad, I was so upset for years. And then when he finally showed himself to me and everybody else around, I am so happy for him because I know where he cares about us and they care about us here. We also want them to be happy. So, you know, I'm so glad that you're at peace.
And so he came through a couple of years ago when I talked to Lizzie for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a point where my husband was, and our business has always been feast and famine for him, and it was a point where I didn't know what we were going to do because it was a point where he was out of money. And I said, should he be going out? You know, that was my question. And she says, he's going to be sending you a gift. And she said, he's giving you, I can't forget what she told me, he's giving you a dollar bill or something like that. And I said, oh, that would be great. But I thought, where is that going to come from? Because my uncle had taken the inheritance my father had planned for me to have. The next day, a bank called my husband and offered him an unsecured loan for, I don't know, like $10,000 or $20,000, and they gave it to him within 4 days.
Oh, that's fabulous. Wow. Oh, I love hearing that. I love hearing that. You know, I love you, Texas. Go ahead and tell Kelly. I know you had something to tell Texas.
Yes, I wanted to share something with her really quick. And this is, I don't know, do you know who Greg Braden is as an author?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. If you don't have his book,
than me.
If you've got his book, The Isaiah Effect, it's the one that's decoding the lost science of prayer and prophecy. Open it to page 79. Well, that's the paperback version, but it's at the bottom of the paragraph, and it's the four words. Will you change it? It's like you'll see what section you know you're in that, but it's like anytime that you know we get things, it's like there's always that possibility and probability that we can change things, even after events are already set in motion. So, kind of go through and just kind of reread that moment, because you know, even though I know and I totally understand the precognitive things, because I've gotten those too, and it's like, yeah, unless you actively, you know, want to change things, and unless the person involved wants to change things, things kind of tend to play out. So just that thought there, the seed for the day.
I hope we helped you, Texas, because you know we love you, honey, very much.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Y'all have a great day. I'm looking up the book right now.
Thank you. Well, listen, call us and let us know how you do. And let us know. I want updates on the girl. So you need to call.
Okay. Blessings. All right. Okay, we'll see you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love Texas. I love hearing from her. She's such a sweetheart. I've got to get to the next caller. It's 914-9. Oh, well, let me see. Oh. You know what? It just moved. 914? 914.
Hello?
914.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
How are you? Hello.
fabulous. What would you like us? What we have such a smorgasbord here today. What would you like? Would you like a tarot reading? Would you like Atlantean life cards? Would you like a question?
I have a question.
Okay.
If you feel, I've been feeling cold breeze around me lately, and I want to know. I'm curious. Is it an angel or is it family member?
Well, I
you know you feel wind doesn't mean I really know.
Right, because you're hoping the wind is actually around you and not coming from you. So that's what I just want to show. I had to say that. I'm sorry. I did have to say that. Andrew, I don't know if you can pick it up. I already have picked it up. Did you want to take this or Kelly, whichever you want? Cause, but I already know it's
Andrew,
it's,
go for it, man. You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, thanks. I was going to let you speak a little bit, Kelly.
That's right. You have Kelly all next week, Andrew. So go ahead. I know. I'm going to start off by saying I know it's a family member. So.
Well, I was about to agree. It's an elderly person. I mean, so here's the thing you can think about. When people move on, they can transcend into angels. It may be their purpose. You never know. We never know. It is most definitely a family person.
Yeah.
Because when I got the initial card I got on this one, I just put three random cards, was the Magician. That's the first thing out, and that's how I knew it was going to be a family member myself.
Wait a minute. I'm so good. I'm so good. I got to just say, I'm so good. I'm so good. Okay.
You're so good. You're so good. You're so good.
You're so good.
Yeah. You're somebody. Yeah. Go ahead.
This person seems to have been someone that was a very big influence in your life, someone who controlled a lot of chaos as a younger child of your lifehood. It seemed like someone who you looked up to, you respected, that had a lot of love to you. So I wanted to say that this was probably a grandparent or someone outside of in that area, because this person had a lot of influence of chaos and order, and not just in your life, but the family. This is like your family head. It seems like your family has a hierarchy. As the eldest person, it seemed to be the wisest person. And they go to for a lot of information, help, they're there for the family. They're the guy that sits, you know, everyone sits around listening to, when I was your age, kind of stories, but not so dull. These are very entertaining. It seems like this person had passed due to a very, they were fighting a medical issue, and it seems they let go. They lost to some bout of a medical fight because the Knight of Swords had come up for me, and it's inverted. It shows me the loss of the battle. The Knight of Swords is the eagle that sends messages, it communicates, it actually sends spirits up. It helps escort spirits up after they pass.
Yeah.
And they also watch over the sick or those on the medical range. They watch over and helps them heal or carries them on to the next life. And that's the card I'm seeing at the very end. Now, the Three of Chalice is a bird because the third of Three of Chalice actually helped the first card. It showed me and identified who the person was. So the first two cards was an identifier, and the third card showed me what happened, basically. The third card just tells that the person, when they spoke, when they moved people, listened, they never questioned him because they assumed he was always right. Even if they didn't understand what this person was doing or saying, they listened without question. It doesn't seem like people would ever second-guess him. And if they did, they would prove him very wrong very quickly because the person knew what he was doing. So that's how I know it's a family member.
Okay. So you say it probably is a grandparent because I have my grandma on my dad's side that passed. And my grandfather on my dad's side as well. But I never knew the father, my grandfather at all.
Yeah, it just seemed to be, like I said, of that generation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I feel like, I don't know, Andrew, if you're going to say, but when they came to me, you know, matriarch is fine, but, and I can't really, I was picking up a male, you know, in a male image, but, you know, you never know, because they could, if when you're ahead of a household, or, you know, you could be a
you
matriarch.
You could have a masculine energy.
Yeah, but, yeah, so I know this, what I'm picking up is this, that they are, the reason they're making themselves known to you because you're feeling them is they want your attention. Either you're not doing something that they want you to do, or they're letting you know that they're with you and that they're helping you. So I'm not sure what you're doing in your life, but they're trying to get your attention. Now, Andrew, can you pick up anything else in there? Because I didn't give you a chance.
Well, now that you've mentioned that, the thing I heard was relationships, associations, people that are around you, that they would to be, it's either that they wouldn't be too kind of or keen of, or they would like to see them better themselves for you. Your company, friends, family, or even whoever you're in a relationship with,
mm-hmm.
they're very self-centered, how do I word this? They're very concerned as to what's going on in your life, as to your associations, wondering if it's going to be a good influence for you to move on. They want you to learn, but it doesn't help. It doesn't stop them from worrying. It's like when you're a teenager and you start to date. Your parents like, okay, they have to learn this lesson, but we may not like this person, but we got to let them figure that out for themselves. But they'll be there to help you if something happens.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, Andrew, I feel like this is so cool. I kind of feel like they're trying to nudge you in a direct, they're trying to let you know that whatever you're doing, either they want to nudge you in a different direction or they want you to listen to them. And I'm going to tell you that, are you, do you, because I feel like you can listen to them. Can you listen to them?
I guess I don't, I never had, I never like paid attention like that,
okay.
But
well, what you need to do is they're trying to get your attention, and if you do feel like you've got some cold air coming around you, then you already start feeling. So what you need to do is possibly at nighttime, and I really love the night for this, just ask them who's around me and what message are you trying to give me. It might not happen the first night or the second night, but if they're really trying, take a look at what you're doing, because I kind of feel like they're trying to nudge you in a direct, like saying either, hey, I want wake up. Like, wake up. I need you to understand this. But I don't have the problem at hand. So that's why I was trying to. And Andrew thinks it's your relationship. So or knows.
Yeah, because my family doesn't. My baby daddy. Everybody. Well, he was basically lied to me and was sneaky the whole entire time. So
okay.
It's like now I know who he is.
Uh-huh.
It's just you know. Everybody, my family members, everybody's just being cautious.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, this person is nudging you. Like, no, 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 no. You got to listen. And that's why I feel like they're tapping you, but you're not quite getting it. They're, like, tapping you, even though the – because that's what my hands are doing right now, if you would see me.
Mm-hmm.
It's tapping you. And what they're trying to say is, wake up, wake up, wake up. Something's wrong or something needs to be addressed. So, you know, that's what I'm getting, and I would believe that you know, and I know you know exactly what it is.
Mhm. I would definitely try to start doing that. I mean, I can even tell them it'd be in my dreams and stuff too, right?
Yeah. They'll get a hold of you. In fact, the easiest way, they use energy, which Andrew will tell you. The best, like, okay, here's, I mean, I don't want to keep bringing it back to myself, but, you know, I don't know, I've recorded, my pipes started talking, and I'm just like my air conditioner, and it did it for about 3 days, and I actually am going to have EVP look at it. But they come in like energy, whether it's, you know, signs that they show you, whether you're drawn to a song or at night with your dreams is the easiest way for them to give you messages. So absolutely ask for it, and I know you'll get it. I know these people, I know the person who's around you is not leaving. So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes, it's always good to have somebody in your corner, isn't it?
Exactly.
I do have a question. Something's been coming to me, something of sniffing about a green room or a greenery, or it looks green to me, or it might be a teal room. Does that strike any resemblance to you at all?
A green room, no. But I know my baby daddy won a green card.
That's
the green
talking
about.
Yeah, let's maybe that's what you, yeah, maybe you could be, because, you know, I got to tell you something. It's so funny, we get symbols. Andrew really gets a lot, and I know he's thinking right now, so I'm going to just tell you about my roses, okay, because I know nobody probably wants to hear this, but I am going to tell you anyway. I had a friend of mine who's a psychic, of course, intuitive. I mean, what friend isn't? But anyway, she called me up and said that my dad had a message for me, and she said, and she'll know who this is if she's listening, that he told me that he's showing her multicolored roses and that I should plant a rose garden. Now, what's funny is I don't have a green thumb, and he said I would know what to do with it. Well, one is I don't have a green thumb. You cannot plant multi-roses in Florida. But what I did have was a multicolored roses sitting on my table that my girlfriend sent me, and they were dead. So I'm sure what his message was, hey, I see the multicolored roses. Get rid of them or plant a garden with them, but, you know, you got to do something. Just to let me know that, you know, he was around. So what Andrew's seeing green, whether it's a green room or green something, which I know he'll get right now, it's a message and something for you. So, you know, everybody's interpretation is different. Are you getting anything else, well, Andrew?
No, I just saw something square and it was the color of green. That's why I was wondering if it might have been a room or something. It looked green to me. And it was a quick flash and it was speaking to me. So I was like, eh, okay.
Oh, you know what? My daughter's playing with a green toy. I didn't realize it.
Okay, girlfriend. See, he's good.
See?
He just
okay.
Symbols. But you know what? If it's a square green, I would have said card. But you know, so I hope. Let us know what happens. Call us back.
I definitely will.
Yeah, and call us back if you get any more like signs and you can't figure them out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh, oh my goodness, I just love that. I'm going to take the next caller. The next caller is Rose Maria. Rose Maria, hi, this is Bonnie, and this is Andrew, and this is Kelly. How can we help you?
Me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Something's really weird. Is it my phone or is it anybody else's? But I'm breaking up. I can't hear you.
I think it's
yeah.
Is it me?
I hear the breakup. No, it's whoever's talking on the phone.
Okay, wait. I'm going to put it on hold then. Okay, is it not me now? I just put them on hold. Is it me?
Yeah.
No, it's
Ms. Maureen.
Okay, I'm going to go.
She might be on Skype.
Okay, I'm going to take
978. Try back again.
Yeah, 978, I'm going to take you. Hi, this is Bonnie, Andrew, and Kelly. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Peg J.
Peg!
Jones.
Peg, oh my goodness, how are you?
I'm great.
Oh, you moved.
did you move already?
I moved in, yep.
I'm
excited.
I am so happy.
Here.
Listen, we are happy that you're here. I know you want to meet Andrew now, don't you?
I want what?
Do you want to meet Andrew? Andrew, this is Peg. Peg,
sure.
This is Andrew.
Hi, Peg.
Sure. Hi.
Do you have any questions for Andrew, Peg? Because he's rocking the tarot right now.
What's going to come up for me in the next few months, if there's anything you can see.
Yep. Hold on.
Now, I got to tell everybody, and I'm glad you called, Peg. When I Skype Andrew, I can see this, but when he is really thinking, his eyes do roll up in his head. I don't think he knows that. But, you know, you hear him. He's exchanging energy, and when he's quiet, the spirit is talking through him, to him, actually, and getting those messages. So I don't know if you hear, that's really not him doing anything or really. It's actually energy exchange that he gets the spirit in. And I am so blessed and thankful that I saw it, and I know, but on the air it doesn't come off that way. So that's why I don't talk over him, because usually I want to just jump in and say something, because I know he's exchanging energy and he's thinking. So everybody, that's what
okay.
You need to know about Andrew. So, okay, go ahead, Andrew.
You said you just moved, right, into a new place?
I did, yes.
Okay. Did you move back somewhere you used to be or away from where you were used to?
I just moved like 5 miles.
Okay. Because the first card I got was the Hangman. This is telling me about purification of one's roots. Now, this is right side up, meaning that you're staying close to people that you know. Okay, I don't see anything specific to change personality. Right. I read ahead, and then I'll come back to where I'm starting.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Well, you certainly didn't. You certainly stayed with people, you know. You're only 5 miles down the road.
Moving is a very important thing.
That's all. See, the Hangman itself, the Hangman, it shows me the cosmic tree that sits on the axis of the world, which a shaman climbs until he reaches up to the heavens, and it allows the roots to penetrate into the underworld. This allows you to connect yourself. This is grounding. This is purification. This is a lot of important stuff. So the fact that you said that you moved and I got the Hangman, it shows that you're moving for a new scenery, but you move 5 miles away. That just tells me that there might have been some opportunity or financial reasons to why you moved just 5 miles down the road. That's why I was curious.
Okay.
But this move, it's made a change in your life as bright as the difference of night and day. That's what this is showing me, that the complete move, like, you shed the skins and problems of this other place. There might be problems where you were living, the neighborhood. There might be drama there, but it's like when you move, it was the difference of night and day, even though it was 5 miles. It was a huge change for you.
Definitely.
And the Knave of Swords is the second one. This is going to be the Knave of Swords. I believe this is telling me it's the Wolf. Nope, I'm wrong. Coyote. Difference. I looked the same in my mind. I just had to look into it. My bad. The coyote is a messenger that brings the prayers of man and the prayers of man to the gods and brings them fire that it took from the wisdom of the great spirits through trickery and deceit. I'm sorry, trickery and ostentatious. This means to tell me that this move was of your higher good. You changed a lot of things about you. It's going to redefine you for something new because you probably moved into a better neighborhood. Are you also looking for work or just got a new job, a promotion or something?
I am thinking of looking for a part-time job until things start to take off with my practice.
Okay, because the next card is it's very secure than what I'm about to say, the Fool. And it's not as bad as you think. I'm just going to let that soak for a second. The Fool, you're going to you need to start changing who you are. You know how the Earth changes itself with this changing of seasons?
Yeah.
You're going to start doing that a lot with yourself, of your personality, of who you are. You're going to start noticing difference around you of the Earth itself. Your perception of the world, both physically and intuitively, it's going to be more averse. You're going to start seeing a lot of change within yourself and those around you. I'm wanting to say that you're in between talking to somebody or it's just met new people. That's the change I'm seeing a lot of times, or right now anyways. So I can't say for sure.
I know people here, and I work at a healing center 5 hours a week, and I'm not sure about the future of that. So I am looking for a part-time.
Well, I do see with this move, there is change. That's why I brought that up, the work move thing. Something more in your income, how that's going to work. You're going to be happier where you're going to. But just let it take. But you're going to go through a lot of changes. Just go with it. This move is just a step. This move is just a beginning step and a lot of things coming. Now, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be over the next couple of weeks. It could be a period of a couple months. It just depends all on you. When you see the signs, go with it.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else want to chime in?
I, you know what? I've got to tell you something. You know me, I always talk. And Peg, I would have loved to jump in because you know I do talk. But I did not hear part of it because I had to get off. I thought that that Blog Talk kicked me off, and it didn't. But on my board, I couldn't hear. So I had then I thought maybe it was me, so I changed microphones, but it wasn't me, so I'm okay.
But I didn't hear, except that I know what he doesn't know, and I thought you and I talked about was this move, and I'm sure that you had said it, was a really good thing for you to just clean out and all the clutter, if I'm correct. And even moving 5 miles away, that's what you have to do before you move. So it's probably both mental clutter and physical clutter, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So that's what I think. I mean, I think that was fabulous. I would love to do that myself, but because, well, I kind of, not so much the physical clutter, because my husband goes through everything every, like, couple weeks, and I swear to God, he threw away plane tickets I had because he thought it was a piece of paper. He doesn't like clutter. Yeah, so I don't ever have clutter in my house, but I do mental clutter. I have all of that I'm trying to just kind of sort and put it in a box, but I so hope everything works out. You know, I adore you. I'm glad now that I know you moved, and, you know, we all want you to come back, and we thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And, hey, have a good day. And we want to tell you we're coming over for coffee, Peg. So I always like that when people just got moved. So I'm going to try Rosemarie again. I wanted to tell Amy. She is in chat. Amy, I had a surprise for you. And so I don't think that we have time enough, but I had a surprise for you, Amy, that maybe I can give you at another time. So we're going to take I don't know if we can do a really quick reading for Rosemarie, but let's see if I can get her back. Hi, Rosemarie.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah. So
I have bad connection overseas. It's really bad connection with Skype.
Sorry. But at least we got back to you, because I didn't want to not get back to you. So what do you want today, Rosemarie? We've got the smorgasbord of stuff.
Whatever you can pick up. I know you don't have much time. Whatever you can pick up. I know I have a lot of issues with people. I don't know. I don't understand why they have an issue with me that's around me. If you can pick up, whatever you can pick up.
Go ahead, Andrew, because I know, I mean, I can do this anytime, but go ahead, Andrew. Can you pick up anything and throw something down for her?
Hold on 1 second. I completely zoned out just a second. I was relaxing for a minute. What's your name again?
Rosemarie.
Rosemarie, sorry. I just completely zoned out for just a second.
You know what, people? That's
okay. I want to ask Rosemarie, what's your month and day of birth? Just really quick, while he's
12/31.
12/31.
12/31.
74. Oh, okay. Rosemarie, you're the Joker already.
Yeah, you know what? I'm already picking up stuff, but go ahead. I mean, I'm picking up. You know, you're misunderstood, Rosemarie. That's why. I think that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of communication. I think you feel one way but say other things. Now, that doesn't mean that you say things aren't, you know, like some, you'll say, oh, what I'm saying is you'll go along just to make, you know, just so there's
people happy.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, and that's why I wanted Andrew, because I could feel this, and I know, you know, I've felt this before with you. I believe that it's you. You really don't want confrontation, although you'll listen to it. You don't want it in yourself. And why you have problems with people is they misunderstand you. They think you are ready to, like, have that warrior thing, but you're really not. And so I really believe that people either walk all over you or avoid you for certain issues because they know that. And I feel bad because you're a really sweet lady.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or jealousy hurts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the whole thing with people. I have a daughter who's the same thing. Is she tries so hard to have friends, and people are just so jealous of her. I don't know why, and she's young, but she just cries because she says, I don't understand it. But, you know, it's usually you're misunderstood, and you're misunderstood
right.
Because you don't really want you don't want confrontation. You want everybody to be happy. But in the long run, you aren't the one that's happy. And other people interact, but you don't. So that's the problem there. Okay, Andrew, go ahead. Or Kelly,
okay.
Whichever is going to do. Go ahead.
That's fine. I can go ahead and throw in real quick the current situation. I got the Queen of Pentacles, which this shows me the sunflower. This speaks about the truth of who you are, not quite being known. But, however, it's not inverted, so it's telling me that people know who you are. I just don't think you believe it, or you don't want to believe, or you're just kind of It doesn't really weigh in with you when it should. The next one, 4 of Wands, is the TP. It's inverted. This shows me protection, like your house, not your physical house, but what you find in protection and comfort and security is being inverted, overturned. So it's kind of like, even though you're in your house, you don't feel comfortable there, but you're very inverted in yourself. So you can make yourself at home wherever you really go, but your house is not a home. It's a house right now. It doesn't feel the homey feeling to me. And the 5 of Wands is coming into me on your third card. This is a medicine bag. And depending on how it's made, I have to look at it because there's two different ways it can be weaved. Okay, collections. This medicine bag, it deals with the collections within the bag that have a magical virtue or virtues in it, such as the collection amulets. It could be rings, diamonds. It could be rocks. It could be something that you hold dear to you, a collection of something you hold dear. It could be a bunch of pictures. It doesn't have to be something fit into a bag. But what this symbolizes to me is that you put a lot of energy into a lot of your own self into this. It could be something that you make, you collect, that you pin up on the wall, be pictures that you make or pictures you take with your family that have a lot of significant emotional meaning to you. And I see it that it is thrown in a leather bag. You use it for healing. You reflect. The leather bag helps transmit the magical virtues of the energy of the objects and you wear it close to your heart. So that means there's a lot of heartfelt emotions of people around you that you feel are lost and you're trying to keep it close to you. Memories, people going their own ways, and that introverted feeling I get from you where you feel comfortable one place to another, start turning your house into a home. Make it more homely to you. Feel secure in your own place. That's basically what I've been picking up.
Well, you know what, Andrew, I had to mute Rose Maria, so I hope she heard you. The only reason is I could hear something in the background that was not allowing anybody to hear what you were saying. So I hope, do you have any other, because I'm not going to take anybody else, but do you have anything else to wrap up? She is listening, but I can't put her back on, so.
No, that was basically, it was just a quick, real overlap. It was just the insight to what's going on to expand the fact that it's good to have those possessions, but she can learn to be a little more extroverted with her feelings, voice, you know, send her energy around the house to make the house her home. There's a difference between living in a house and living in a home. There's a big difference in the two. And I feel like she's stuck in a house, not a home.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it has to do with her feelings and people's feelings around her. But I am hoping, Rosemary, I'm going to unmute you, and then if the noise went away, you can at least please get back on. So, Rosemary, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So do you understand what Andrew's kind of saying about your house and your home?
Yes, I'm at a hotel temporarily until I find a house.
Okay. That explains a lot.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. Did you put anything in it? Like, do you have anything, which is interesting that he said, because you're at a hotel, did you take anything with you that really means a lot to you, like a collection, like he was saying, pictures or stones or jewelry, anything that you took that means a lot to you from that?
Yes, that's what I was looking for, and I can't find it right now because I have my bag is broken open.
Isn't that wild? Okay, well, you know what? I mean, if he isn't good, I don't know what we... But, you know, I can't tell you. I feel like you're estranged from the people you love. Because I get a funny feeling, Rose Maria. I get a feeling of abandonment with you. So I don't know if you feel abandoned or you feel people let you down. That immediate family, I'm not quite sure what I feel, but I know there's a disconnect, and I can't, you know, I can't put
my finger on it. Right. I don't feel abandoned. It's just he's not waking up to do his part, what he needs to do with me, basically, about our friendship/relationship. So that I don't feel abandoned. It's just it's annoying me that he's not waking up fast enough for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, the feelings of abandonment don't necessarily mean you're abandoned. They mean that you have a void. There's a void right there, which I can feel it. I mean, I could feel it, whether it's how he feels or you feel, or how you feel that he feels about you. There's a void there, and I can feel it's like an empty hole. And yeah, and I feel like you feel, and I agree with you, you don't really deserve that you really feel like you want to be, you want that hole filled up is what you want.
Right.
On the other side of this, if you're giving emotions to somebody and they're not, it's not being reciprocated by them, they're in essence cheating you out of the love of
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the spiritual realm, that's all you need to cheat on someone, or what we would call adultery on the spiritual world. If you give and give and give to someone, and they take and take and don't give back, they're cheating you out of a lot of things. I see a lot of that with people that have energy issues. They're constantly sleeping a lot, or a lot of diabetics I run into have that problem too. They have this thing called a really big heart, and no one ever sees it. So it's not important for you to show what you're worth. It's also important for them to show what they're worth as well. If you don't have that constant ground, it's not going to do you or him any good. It might do him a lot of good or the other person a lot of good because they're gaining everything in the world by it, but it doesn't sound like you're gaining anything. That's where you need to make a decision where to either let it go, be more forceful, say, hey, we need to talk. This is going on. I don't like it. What's going on with you? Is there anything I can do to help? Or if nothing comes of it, then you got the decision.
That's good. That's funny that you mentioned that. I tried doing that, and he's not budging at all.
Yeah.
Not budging at all.
You got your answer then. I mean, you can keep going and wait all you like. It's all your choice. But what I'm seeing when she said that you feel abandoned in a way, I immediately saw that you're being cheated on emotionally. Not physically, I'll never say that because I see everything on the spiritual end. But if I give my heart to someone and I'm there for them and I feel like they're off doing whatever and I don't feel it's reciprocated, I feel like I got cheated somewhere because I'm giving off all my time and energy to someone else and I'm not getting returned. That's just not nice. I mean, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I mean, it's common courtesy. But in a relationship, it's very, very important to have
single,
that mutual exchange.
For all you single women
I know for... Got you. Can you guys pick up like where my necklace just went? I knew it's somewhere. If you can pick that up.
Well, if you listen to the reading, I saw that you wear something around your heart that was very dear to you.
Right.
Because like I say, magical virtues and everything. No, I have no idea where your necklace went. And here's the thing about this. Let me tell you a story. I wear a pentagram wherever I go. And I put a lot of energy into it. And sometimes I misuse it. I rely on it too much. It will actually disappear on me. I can't find it for weeks or a couple days at a time. And then it just shows up in plain sight. Like, there's no way it was sitting there this whole entire time.
You know what? You're going to find it. I feel like I see it fell into something. It fell into like a, I could see it. It's either fell
into. She's
not going to
find it now.
Yeah, I know. Because hopefully she won't look for it. But when she does find it, it fell into something. So I don't think you'll lose it. I think that you'll find it eventually. But it fell into. It looks like a pocket, like not a shirt pocket, but I don't know, like a leather pocket. That's what I could see. So let us know, Rose Maria. Let us know and call us back if you don't find it, because then we're all going to have to tell you. Okay, we have 90 seconds,
cool.
And I am so happy. I want to tell everybody, I want to thank Andrew. I want to thank Kelly for actually giving her time and energy. Next week, you will see Andrew and Kelly rocking when, I think it's Wednesday, 1 to 3 again. I am not going to be here, but I do want to tell you because we only have 90 seconds left that tomorrow is Laura Pirette. She is our language of light healer, and she's fabulous. Also going to show us a new way to heal. I am not going to be here next week, but we are going to have all our shows. Kelly is going to be the host. Death, not with the Moses, that's me. But
you're the Moses.
Yeah, and we have.
I know this.
And we are going to have a lot of guests. I hope that Amy comes on. I think she said she wanted to come on. I've got Gary Wimmer. I've got Brooke. I've got Andrew, I've got Susan, and I've got Leslie. So please, the shows will still be on. We love you. I love everybody. Thank you for being in chat. Andrew, it was my pleasure, and thank you for coming on. And Kelly, you know I love you, girl.
I know. And I am going to put in a pitch for Ron. It's like anybody with you know, prayers, anything there. I'm hoping to co-opt Andrew a little bit after the show and see if we can do a little bit of tag team healing on him with him, because last night I had a friend call. She had the same thing, that trigeminal neuralgia stuff flare up, and I think it's got something to do with the energies, because hers has been, I mean, she and Ron have been like paralleling each other in I'll just say in pain. And it's like, and we got rid of hers except for one little spot in her head last night. So I'm hoping we can do the same with Ron today, because he did give us permission to work on him.
Perfect. We are in record, so I am going to let everybody go. Thank you, Kelly, and of course, Andrew, get together on Skype and talk about it. Andrew, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
I've got internet again.
And I so appreciate everything. You guys rock the house, and I so appreciate it. I love all you listeners, my callers and chatters, and thank you for even wanting to be here with us and letting us help you. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Bunny.